Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Memor Bei Avraham Goldar and today Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Chav Beis, the second perek El Metzias. This perek has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. One, the Gemara tends to support Rav's opinion that Yeush Lomadas is considered Yeush from Abraisa, which teaches that one who separates Truma for someone else without permission, the Truma is invalid if the owner objects, as the Abraisa illustrates. If he said, Kalach Eitzel Yafus, you should go to the better produce to separate as Truma instead, then if there is better produce, his statement is taken literally and the Truma is valid. If there is not any better produce, it's interpreted as sarcastically saying that if he would have had better produce, he would have stolen that as well. Since Truma is affected based on the owner's subsequent approval, although he did not know it then, the same should apply to Yeush. Rava answers for Abai that the Braisa's case is where the owner appointed him a shaliach to separate Truma beforehand, but did not indicate which produce to use. The Gemara adds that this must be the case anyway, since separating Truma is derived from gamatem, you also, indicating that one shaliach must be like himself, requiring the shaliach to be ledaitachem, with your knowledge. Point number two, a Braisa supports Abai's opinion. Manayin levet shashatfa nar shihimoteres. From where do we know that a lost item swept away by a river is permitted to be kept by the finder? The pasuk says to return property asher tovad mimenu masasa, that is lost from him and you have found, implying that only something lost by him but accessible to others must be returned, which excludes this case, shavud mimenu ve'enu matsui etzel kol adam, which is lost from him and not accessible to all men, since items swept away by a river are normally lost to everyone. The Gemara infers Esur Dumi de Hetera, the forbidden case where the finder cannot keep it, is similar to the permitted case when it's lost to all, since they are both taught in one pasuk. Just as the permitted case applies whether it has a simon or not, so to the prohibited case must have an application even without having a simon. This must be a case of yeush lomadas, where the owner is unaware of his loss, proving that this is not considered yeush. The Gemara concludes that Rava's opinion is refuted, and this is one of the six places we pass like Abaya against Rava. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that one may keep krichos, small bundles of grain found in rishus of rabim. Rava says that this is true even if the bundles have a simon, because he holds simon ha'sugli daretz lo havi simon. A simon which is liable to be trampled is not considered a simon even before it's destroyed, because the owner despairs from recovering the item. Rava says the Mishnah's ruling applies only to bundles without a simon, but one may not keep bundles with a simon because he holds a simon which is likely to be trampled is considered a simon. The Gemara tends to disprove Rava from the Mishnah later, which teaches that small bundles in Rishusa Yachid must be announced. These bundles must have a simon, for otherwise there'd be nothing to announce. Still, the first Mishnah teaches that if such bundles are found in Rishusa Rabim, where they'll be trampled, he may keep them, despite their having a simon. Rava answers that although the bundles have no simon, Machris Makom, he announces the place where they were found, and the owner claims them by saying that he lost bundles there. Rava rejects his interpretation because he holds Makom is not a simon. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara tends to support Rava's opinion that Yeush Lomadas is considered Yeush from a Braisa, which teaches that one who separates Truma for someone else without permission, the Truma is invalid if the owner objects, as the Braisa illustrates. If he said, Kalach Eitzel Yafos, you should go to the better produce to separate as Truma instead, then if there is better produce, his statement is taken literally and the Truma is valid. If there is not any better produce, it's interpreted as sarcastically saying that if he would have had better produce, he would have stolen that as well. Since Truma is affected based on the owner's subsequent approval, although he did not know it then, the same should apply to Yeush. Rava answers for Abai that the Braisa's case is where the owner appointed him a shaliach to separate Truma beforehand, but did not indicate which produce to use. The Gemara adds that this must be the case anyway, since separating Truma is derived from gamatem, you also, indicating that one shaliach must be like himself, requiring the shaliach to be ledaitachem, with your knowledge. Point number two, a Braisa supports Abai's opinion. Manayin levet shashatfa nar shihimoteres. From where do we know that a lost item swept away by a river is permitted to be kept by the finder? The pasuk says to return property asher tovad mimenu masasa, that is lost from him and you have found, implying that only something lost by him but accessible to others must be returned, which excludes this case, shavud mimenu ve'enu matsui etzel kol adam, which is lost from him and not accessible to all men, since items swept away by a river are normally lost to everyone. The Gemara infers Esur Dumi de Hetera, the forbidden case where the finder cannot keep it, is similar to the permitted case when it's lost to all, since they are both taught in one pasuk. Just as the permitted case applies whether it has a simon or not, so to the prohibited case must have an application even without having a simon. This must be a case of yeush lomadas, where the owner is unaware of his loss, proving that this is not considered yeush. The Gemara concludes that Rava's opinion is refuted, and this is one of the six places we passing like Abaya against Rava. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that one may keep krichos, small bundles of grain found in rishus of rabim. Rava says that this is true even if the bundles have a simon, because he holds simon ha'sugli dares will have a simon. A simon which is liable to be trampled is not considered a simon even before it's destroyed, because the owner despairs from recovering the item. Rava says the Mishnah's ruling applies only to bundles without a simon, but one may not keep bundles with a simon because he holds a simon which is likely to be trampled is considered a simon. The Gemara tends to disprove Rava from the Mishnah later, which teaches that small bundles in Rishusa Yachid must be announced. These bundles must have a simon, for otherwise there'd be nothing to announce. Still, the first Mishnah teaches that if such bundles are found in Rishusa Rabim, where they'll be trampled, he may keep them, despite their having a simon. Rava answers that although the bundles have no simon, Machris Makom, he announces the place where they were found, and the owner claims them by saying that he lost bundles there. Rava rejects his interpretation because he holds Makom is not a simon. Alright, so now we go to Siman Daf Chav Beis, and our standard Siman is a taxi cab. A taxi cab, so here goes. When the cabbie came to pick up the man who just finished taking off his friend's truma, who was told by the Mishaleach he should have taken from the better grain, was so astounded when some of the grain was swept away by a river, making it lost to everyone, that he mistakenly reversed over some lost, newly made bundles in the street, destroying their Siman. Once again, slow motion. When the cabbie, that must be Siman Daf Chav Beis, taxi cab. When the cabbie came to pick up the man who just finished taking off his friend's truma, who was told by the Mishaleach he should have taken from the better grain, which reminds us of more attempts to support Rav's opinion that Yesh Madas is considered Yesh from a brice, which teaches that one who separates truma for someone else without permission, and the owner said, Klach Heitzel Yafos, you should go to the better produce to separate as truma instead. So, when the cabbie came to pick up the man who just finished taking off his friend's truma, who was told by the Mishaleach he should have taken from the better grain, was so astounded when some of the grain was swept away by a river, making it lost to everyone, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the support to Abaya, that Yesh Madas lo havi Yesh, from the case of a lost item swept away by a river that is permitted to be kept by the finder. So, when the cabbie came to pick up the man who just finished taking off his friend's truma, who was told by the Mishaleach he should have taken from the better grain, was so astounded when some of the grain was swept away by a river, making it lost to everyone, that he mistakenly reversed over some lost, newly made bundles in the street, destroying their siman. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one may keep kricho, small bundles of grain, found in Rishus of Rabim. Rava says that this is true even if the bundles have a siman, because he holds siman asuli dares will have a siman. A siman which is liable to be trampled is not considered a siman even before it's destroyed, because the owner despairs from recovering the item. Rava says the Mishnah's ruling only applies to bundles without a siman, but one may not keep bundles with a siman, because he holds a siman which is likely to be trampled is considered a siman. So once again, when the cabbie came to pick up the man who just finished taking off his friend's truma, who was told by the Mishaleach he should have taken from the better grain, was so astounded when some of the grain was swept away by a river, making it lost to everyone, that he mistakenly reversed over some lost, newly made bundles in the street, destroying their siman. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach chazar. Daf Yud Ches. So the siman Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah, because ben Yud Ches lo chuppah. Someone who's 18 should go to chuppah. So here goes. When the kala under the chuppah, that must be on daf yud ches. When the kala under the chuppah yanked her get away from her ex-husband, who wanted to rip it up when he paid her ksuba, which he needed to remarry, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why a get is not like an ordinary shtar for collecting her ksuba. Although one normally cannot claim payment against the shtar, which one should have destroyed, here the husband can say he cannot rip up her get, since she needed as proof of divorce in order to remarry. So when the kala under the chuppah yanked her get away from her ex-husband, who wanted to rip it up when he paid her ksuba, which she needed to remarry, the rabbi informed those present that although her get had been lost, it was returned to her, even though it was found in an area with caravans where other gittin fell, which reminds us, the next mission states that if someone found gittin, gift documents, or receipts, they are not returned to the written recipient because the author may have reconsidered and never given the shtar. The Gemara infers, ha'amar tnu, nostin, if the author said to give the documents, we would give them. Now, this contradicts a mission which teaches that if a get was sent and lost, then if it was found immediately, it may be used, but if not, it cannot be used because it may be someone else's get. Rabbi answers, Kan b'makom shayaros mitzuyos. That mission is where caravans are common, increasing the likelihood that it fell from someone else. So, when the kala under the chuppah yanked her get away from her ex-husband, who wanted to rip it up when he paid her ksuba, which she needed to remarry, the rabbi informed those present that although her get had been lost, it was returned to her, even though it was found in an area with caravans where other gittin fell, because her ex-husband told them about the hole right next to his name, which reminds us. Rav Ashi says, a get found after a long time could be used. Where the husband says there's a hole next to a particular letter in the get, the Havali Simon Mufa, because it's a uniquely identifying mark and may be relied on even with regard to Gidden. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Ashi is only willing to rely on a truly distinctive mark, such as identifying the spot of the hole. But if he merely says that it has a hole somewhere, it's insufficient. The reason is mesapigle simanim idaraisi idarabanan. Rav Ashi is uncertain if ordinary simanim upon which we rely to return lost objects are sufficient evidence on a deraisa level or only midarabanan and therefore cannot be used for getting. Daf Yud Tes. So the simon Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The luxury yacht. Yacht? That must be on Daf Yud Tes. The luxury yacht filled with glum divorcees who cannot recover their produce when they fail to prove the dates of their get, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why returning a get will not cause a loss to possible buyers of the wife's field's produce. The Gemara explains that when the wife comes to collect the produce, we tell her, bring proof when the get reached your hand. The Gemara explains this because the buyer's reason is that the get was returned to her to be able to remarry, and not necessarily because the date was verified. So the luxury yacht filled with glum divorcees who could not recover their produce when they failed to prove the dates of their Gidden was on a consolation trip to the exotic Daitiki Island, where gravely ill people wrote wills without a kinyan, which reminds us. Bryce discusses the gift documents mentioned in the Mishnah. Ezui Daitiki, what is a Daitiki? It's a contraction of Dat Dehele Mekam Lios, this shall be valid and lasting, referring to a sick bed will, which is effective without a kinyan, provided the person dies of his illness. So the luxury yacht filled with glum divorcees who could not recover their produce when they failed to prove the dates of their Gidden was on a consolation trip to the exotic Daitiki Island, where gravely ill people wrote wills without a kinyan, and saw their lost wills being given to the recipients without concern, because the Shchimira can retract, which reminds us, the more discussed is returning a Daitiki or gift document, where the property may have been given to someone else. Regarding the benefactor himself, he's able to retract his gift while he's alive. Dav Chaf, so the Simmer Dav Chaf is a cafe, so here goes. At the Lost and Found Staros Cafe, that must be more Daf Chaf. At the Lost and Found Staros Cafe, where a man was just given back his shova for his wife's ksuba based on her admission, without concern that she sold her ksuba, which reminds us, the Braisa teaches that if one found the shova a receipt indicating payment of a ksuba, and the woman admits she was paid, the shova is returned to the husband. The more as we should be concerned the shova was written in Nisan, but not given until Tishrei, when the ksuba was actually paid. Since the woman may have sold her ksuba to someone in the interim, returning the shova to the husband enables him to unlawfully avoid paying it to this buyer. Rava answers that this price approves Shmuel's opinion, HaMocher Shtar Chov L'Chaver V'Chazer Machlo Machl, one who sells a document of debt to his fellow and later forgives the debt is forgiven. Since she can forgive the debt to her husband, we're not concerned that returning the shova may defraud the ksuba's buyer. So at the Lost and Found Staros Cafe, where a man was just given back his shova for his wife's ksuba based on her admission, without concern that she sold her ksuba, right near the Maisa Basin section for retrieving certificates of Chalitza Miyun and other Basin documents, a mava pulled out of Simpon stating the debt was paid to mock the lova, since it was invalid. Which reminds us, Rav said, Simpona Yotz Mitachas Yidei Malva, regarding a receipt found in the lender's possession, even if it's written in his own handwriting, Ino al Kemesachek Upasel, it merely mocks the borrower and is invalid. Although the lender himself wrote it, it's possible he wrote it in advance, reasoning that the borrower may come late on Friday afternoon to make payment and will only pay if the lender gives him a receipt. Daf Chafalv. So the Simon Daf Chafalv is a car because Bostonians pronounce car as ka. So here goes. The Eil Metzias Mobile, that must be one Daf Chaf Aleph, Ka. The Eil Metzias Mobile rolled right past the cob of fruit scattered over Dalet Amos, which wasn't worth the effort to gather, which reminds us. Rabbi Yitzchak explains the first case of the Mishnah of scattered fruit that belonged to the finder as a cob's volume of produce spread over an area of Dalet Amos. The Gemara teaches the case of the Kanisha de Beidari, with grain left at the gathering up from the winnowing place, where the owner took the bulk of threshed grain and left this behind. An amount less than a cup spread over Dalet Amos is not worth the effort to retrieve, and the owner abandons them. Rabbi Yirmiyah opposed numerous inquiries to determine if the primary factor is the retrievable produce's value or the effort involved in retrieving them. So the Eil Metzias Mobile rolled right past the cob of fruit scattered over Dalet Amos, which wasn't worth the effort to gather, and didn't take the watch that dropped on the floor because the owner didn't realize he lost it, and it was Yeush Lomidas, which reminds us, Amoraim discussed Yeush Lomidas, despair without awareness, where the owner would despair of retrieving his article if he knew it was lost, but is not yet aware Abai says, Rav Yesh, it's not considered despair, and Rava says it is. The Machokas is about an article which lacks a simon. Abai says the situation is not considered Yesh, the Haluyada, the Nafamina, because the owner does not know that it fell from him, so he has not actually despaired. Rava says it is considered Yesh, since the owner will despair as soon as he realizes he lost it, because it lacks a simon. Mahashtu hud miyash, therefore he is considered to have despaired from now when it's lost. So the El Metzias Mobile rolled right past the kava, fruit scattered over Dalet Amos, which wasn't worth the effort to gather, and didn't take the watch that dropped on the floor because the owner didn't realize he lost it, and it was Yeush Lomadas, but quickly pulled over to take the money lying on the ground because people constantly check their wallets, which reminds us, Abai's challenge from our mission, which states, Mazma Fuzaros Harye Elu Shalot, if one found scattered coins, these belong to him. But since the owner may not be aware that he lost them, he is not yet despaired of retrieving them, and they should not be permitted to keep. The Gemara answers by applying Rabbi Yitzchak's principle, Adam Asui Umashmesh Bekisa B'chol Shav V'shah. A person is accustomed to touching his purse constantly to check if his money is still there. Therefore, we can assume the owner became aware of his loss and despaired before the coins were discovered. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which duff do we have the case of Kav Bar Ba'amos? That's on duff. Chafav. Good. Number 2. Which duff is the case of Klach Itzel Yafos, which was brought as an attempted raya, the Yeish Lomidas Havi Yeish? That's on duff. Chabez. Good. Number 3. Which duff is when one can return a star to its owner that was written that day? That's on duff. Yedzayin. Good. Number 4. Which duff do we machok as a bay and rubber regarding Yeish Lomidas? That's on duff. Chafav. Good. Number 5. Which of the when one cannot return a lost get if it was found in a place where caravans are common? That's on duff. Yodchas. Good. Number 6. Which duff do we machok is whether simon asugli dares, a simon that's going to be trampled on, is a simon or not? That's on duff. Chabez. Good. Number 7. Which duff do we when one can return any mice of basin such as shtari chalitza umiyunin to the one named in the document? That's on duff. Chaf. Good. Number 8. Which duff do we learn a daitiki is a sick bed will, which is effective without a kinyan? That's on duff. Yod tes. Good. Number 9. Which duff, the case of lost item swept away in a flood, which was brought to support a bayit that yesh lomadas lo havi yesh? That's on duff. Chav beis. Good. Number 10. Which duff do you discuss who is a huksa kafran? That's on duff. Yod Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.